Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by Derek Jensen from Perky Travels, and we're going to be spotlighting Perky Travels as our charity of the month for March. So, Derek, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So, I think it's always good to start these charity of the month interviews off with the mission statement of the organization. So, what is the mission of Perky's Travels?
You know, our big goal is to help people from the Castle Country area, whether that Emory County or Carbon County, get up and get the treatments they need for their cancer with being able to not have to worry about financial duties, having to get loved ones or other community members involved, because it's a lot of rides, it's a lot of work. And so that's our goal, is to minimize that burden on the person.
And fighting cancer, it's already a scary experience. I mean, you're fighting for your life, and the stress of trying to find a ride while trying not to be a burden on the people in your life, it's a tough struggle you have to find, because travel is not cheap. So this is a great service for people who are battling cancer to help minimize that overhead cost when it comes to travel. Now, let's dive a little more in-depth into this service. What do you guys do for these cancer patients?
So we run the Perky Travels van 5 days a week, as needed, of course, up to Timpanogos Hospital, Utah Valley, and Revere. We do radiation treatments only due to the time constraints, but we're consistent. All the hospitals know all about us. We've been doing this for well over 25 years now, and we have a great relationship with those guys. So it's a great service if you're needing the transportation.
And then let's talk about this for a second. With all these vans going to and from up north, traveling all over the state, you guys need a stellar team of drivers. And we were talking a little beforehand, you guys have some of the best in the state.
We do. I got to give a shout out to those guys. Dale, Larry, Dean, and Al are our full-time drivers. They are incredible people with so much experience. They've all been helping with Perky Travels for a number of years. And not only are they great drivers, they're good shoulders to lean on. They have a lot of experience dealing with a lot of people with cancer throughout the years. And so the experience there is incredible.
And it's always good to know you're in good hands when you're with Perky Travels. You guys have so much experience, like you said, over 25 years doing this, traveling up and down from some of the Salt Lake area hospitals, anything up north. Now, let's talk about it on a personal level. What does it mean to you to serve as a part of Perky Travels?
Oh, man. It's definitely emotional. Being able to meet with people that truly need the help, because we don't have any transportation that goes up those places. I feel completely privileged to be able to serve the community the way that I have been. And I've been very appreciative that people come in afterward and speak with our director and let them know how good a job we do. It's incredible to be able to do that.
Yeah, it really is a blessing what you guys do for the community. I mean, this is a fight with cancer for all these people. And so it's good knowing that they're not in this alone. They have the community support, and thanks to Perky Travels, they have some of that stress of travel taken away from them. And that's what I love most about this organization. Now, let's talk for a second how to get involved. Let's start first on the patient side. If there's someone who's battling cancer in the Castle Country area who needs to travel up north, how can they get involved with Perky Travels?
You know, the first thing I'll have them do, if they're radiation therapist or the hospital up there hasn't talked to him about it, I would start there to get the time set up, and then give me a call at active reentry. That's 435-637-4950, and we can set up a time to meet up to get you set up with Perky Travels.
And then, of course, being a charity, you guys rely pretty heavily on donations. So let's talk from people who just want to give to the program. How can they get in contact with you to get set up a donation or contribute time? What are you guys looking for in terms of volunteers? Are you looking for donations or time?
You know what? We could do both. So Perky Travels, it solely relies on donations. So donations help not only Perky Travels, it helps all of our programming at the center, because we help people with disabilities throughout the community. And then also, too, if you wanted to become a backup driver for Perky Travels, we're always looking for great backup drivers to help with the cause.
Now, Derek, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, just if you need the help, please reach out. We're always going up, and we want to make sure that everyone in the community is taken care of for their radiation needs.
Well, Derek, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Derek Jensen with Perky Travels, who is our charity of the month for March. For more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.